In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus Christ. We're going to give the trio a break here, and I'm going to talk for about 20 minutes. No. When I was back in seminary, one of my friends at seminary also was a cradle-born. He had been Orthodox his entire life. Me, I was a convert. Had only been Orthodox for a couple of years. And we were going into the chapel, St. Vladimir's chapel, and a guest was there. And we dressed in our cassocks, crossed ourselves, and started to go in. When this guest approached us and asked us, "Why do you cross yourselves before you go into the church?" And I sort of paused and started to say something when my companion just looked at her and said, "It's because we've always done it this way." And I could tell that this didn't go over very well, because in this world, in our world, that answer of "it's always been done this way" isn't satisfactory. We have a tendency to want to know exactly the reason why for things. And when we were talking last night about St. Olga, Mother Olga, and I explained that in the Yupik tradition, as well as in Orthodoxy, explanation isn't always the necessity. As a matter of fact, it's far from the necessity. What is more necessity is the fact that it is a continuation of the culture and what was handed down to the people now. And we are not satisfied with that. And if you think about your own lives and your own, when you go into education and you teach, the one of the things we start with is learning how to question. Learning how to question. And in Orthodoxy, we don't encourage questioning, quite frankly. And when people ask, "Well, what goes on?" And we say, "It's always been that way." Or one of my favorites, "It's a mystery." It's a mystery. And this is not satisfactory to a lot of people nowadays. So when they come to Orthodoxy and they want to learn about it, and all they get is this, "It's a mystery. It's what we've been given to us," we have to stop and ask, is how is this advancing the mission of Orthodoxy? Because in one way it is, in another way it's not. Because we have been so conditioned in our world to find the answers. This is what the Reformation was about, the Enlightenment. And Orthodoxy never went through a Western Reformation, never went through a Western Enlightenment. We don't have to come up with a scholastic list of reasons with what happens during the Eucharist when we call down the Holy Spirit. We don't have to say, at this moment, it is bread. At this moment, it is the body of Christ. Because to us, it's bread and the body of Christ. And that's the wonder, and that's the miracle. And one of the things that we have to get used to as Orthodox in this country, in Western society, is that miracles happen, and we don't need to explain everything. Because you look at the gospel today with this blind man, and he's healed, and the people there don't ask questions. Why was he healed? How was he healed? What was the circumstances? Instead, what did they do? They praised God. They praised God. And when we go through this world and we always want to know, what's the reason for suffering? Why do we have to die? What is the reason for all of this? If God promises us eternal life, how are we dying? If God promises us life everlasting, what happened? And we want to know why. And we don't like this idea of, oh, we inherited the sins of Adam. But brothers and sisters, this is the thing. Christ came into the world not to absolve and do away with pain and suffering, because he went through pain and suffering on the cross himself. He didn't come into the world to suddenly wave his magic wand and make everything light. What he did do was come into the world to fill the world of pain and suffering with himself. And that's the explanation, that it is within himself that we find solace, consolation, and the ultimate explanation for what goes on. And all of Christianity, the life of the church, from the Old Testament through the intertestamental periods into the New Testament, is about how we do things and why we do things. But we have to relax and put away from us this need to constantly ask questions. If you want to ask questions, fine. Ask questions like, how do I do this? Why do I do this? Not, how does God do this? Or why does God do this? There's no way that our human intellect can get to the point of understanding God's business. So if we are willing to accept what it is that is given to us, what it is that is offered to us, the good and the bad, and be willing to accept it as God's will, not in some kind of pessimistic, oh, God's will, you know, his will be done, but in an optimistic point of view, that it is always God's will, no matter what. And we can say, how is death God's will? No more sin. No more suffering. Death is merely not an end, but a transition. And so we need to just relax a bit. And we need to be able to accept a bit about what it is we are doing here. Because what we do here has meaning. What we do here and what we do on the outside in the world has meaning. This is not just some cultic practice that we go through simply to observe the rituals. St. Paul in his epistle says it is about offering thanks, not only to God, but also to one another, to build up one another so that all of us together can proclaim the mercy and benefits of what God has bestowed upon us. We have a tendency to think about it in such negative terms. Oh, it's a fast again. Oh, the service is so long. Oh, it's so boring. How many of you have ever had these thoughts? Yeah, be truthful, we all have. We all have. Is the priest going to continue to talk? Yes, I am. Live with it. If we are willing to accept that everything, and I mean everything, comes to us for a reason, to build us up, to draw us closer to God, it's amazing how our outlook on life can change. Because we are not merely looking for an explanation, but we are looking for the glory of God instead. And if we are looking for the glory of God instead, then things that used to get us down have been transformed. The things that used to distract us now focus us. And the things that kept us from observing God's commandments are now those things that draw us closer. So, brothers and sisters, as we go through this service, as we go through the day and the rest of our lives, I challenge you simply to stop asking the questions that separate and start being responsive to those things that draw us together, not only as a community, but also as a, in St. Paul's word, a people of God. Always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen.